Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Abisola Adenoga, the head of business at TechPoint Africa. Did you know that you could present yourself as a reputable brand leader? Did you know that your business can get the limelight it deserves? Now you do. Using TechPoint Africa's marketing tools, we can put you in the faces of a large audience for brand awareness and thought leadership. To do this, reach out to us by sending an email to business@techpoint.africa or click on the link in the description below.
Hello, people. This is Emmanuel, and welcome to Disappoint. Okay, it's okay. Yeah, this is the final.
it's been a long year.
Wait, hope you guys are not restarting, though. Okay, good. Oh, right, really? You want my shame to be in the front of the whole world? All right, no problem. So, guys, welcome to TechPoint Africa podcast. And it's been a very, very, very long year, like Nifemi said. And we've been experimenting with lots of content patterns, strategies, length. But this time around, I decided to pull rank and bring everybody to the house. This is, okay, there's one person behind the scenes. She refuses to be on the shot. Oname. Yeah, she's waving behind the scenes. But yeah, this is like the whole crew that has been with you throughout this year in the TechPoint Africa podcast. So you can't hear her voice and you can't see her. But of course, she has been doing amazing stuff for us behind the scenes. We've been through so many, many things. But yeah, before we begin to cut onions for you, let's talk about the stories that we have here today. There are some major stories that I would say left me scratching my head this week. I was scratching my head for two of them, one from the Nigerian government and one from a Nigerian startup. Then we have some very, like, the bad news of layoffs also continued this week. So yeah, I've watched the end to just get the full gist, and maybe I have a surprise for you at the end of this video. So, the podcast. Yes, ACON. So ACON is Nigeria's Advertising Regulatory Council. I still don't understand that body. But this is ACON that sued Meta earlier this year. But we are hearing that they want to start regulating ads that's kit makers and anybody creating content online.
Yes. So the story is actually quite, I think it's quite interesting. And what they are trying to do is they are trying to vet everything that content kit makers, digital publishing houses, the kind of ads they have on their platform. They want to vet everything and be sure that it's not misinformation, it's ethical, and basically that what you're advertising is something that is good for your audience.
Okay.
That's simply, in this plain simple English, that's what they are trying to do.
Okay, so I put this question to the house. Have you guys seen an unethical ad on YouTube?
Yes,
from skit makers.
Unethical.
Unethical, yes.
Should you start?
It depends on definition of ethics. No, people's definition of ethics is different. So it depends.
Should we start?
So without mentioning names,
yeah,
there's a particular, I don't know what to call them, whether it's fintech or what's Forex brand that is signing up every single person they can lead their hands on in Nigeria. Mm. So
what's unethical about that?
What's unethical about it is that there's very little education
on Forex.
Yes. And this is Nigeria. Everybody wants to make money badly. And you're not providing me with enough information up front. So I go, I see this person that I know, and then I go sign up to a platform, probably lose all my life savings there. Who do I go to for restitution?
It brings us back to my point. Definition of ethics.
It would differ depending on the ad. So I'm using finance, for example. Kim Kardashian was recently sued for an ad that she promoted. For a product she promoted. And I think I was talking about last week, and I said the pandemic, especially in the US, gave rise to so-called advisors, financial advisors. So you have a very large audience and you're promoting a certain financial instrument and people go to use it. You are not a finance expert. So you don't even know enough to advise on that. Maybe you just read Rich Dad Poor Dad and The Richest Man in Babylon, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. because you have a YouTube channel, you can give advice and people take your advice. What happens? Okay, think about it. Imagine if someone invested in FTX because he saw Emmanuel's ad on YouTube and Emmanuel is an influencer.
Still doesn't. I don't think betting platforms during this World Cup now, betting platforms are all over the place, like different kind of betting exactly. companies are promoting their art. If you want to talk about it from a moral perspective, from my own perspective, I would say betting is unethical. Mm-hmm. Telling people to bet their life savings so that they can get earnings is unethical. But still, that is why the conversation of the government defining what ethics is a very, very dicey situation.
Yes, because it now gets to, they are not going to be regulating what is good and bad. But I think in business, I think it's very, very clear. Misleading information, for example. Betting ads are largely misleading.
Content I don't know creators any should take responsibility of whatever it is
they do.
Even in the US, the Federal Trade Commission, they have these rules there. Because these are audiences that trust in you, they believe in you, they are fans. You've seen how fans can relate to people they call their idol. You give them something, they are in with you 100%. So what the Federal Trade Commission in the US actually did is that there's something called full disclosure, because they understand that it's really not possible for them to start vetting ads by every single person. So what they do is you have to let the people know the relationship between you and whatever product it is that you're advertising. So is it a financial relationship? Were you paid to promote that thing? Is it as a result of you having like a personal, maybe a person is your friend, family. So you just have to let people know. Have you used it before? Do you know are there effects? Are there consequences to using these things? You have to let them know. If you have not used it before, let them know. So that is what the US did. So the way the ACON is doing it, mind, because I don't really know how they even want to carry it out. So pre-exposure simply means we have to see it before it goes out. That means every single ad, so say Brashagi has an ad, Mr. Marconi has an ad, Emmanuel has a YouTube channel. These are thousands and millions of people that have ads. So how do you want to vet it?
Yeah,
and normally, even before this thing came out, it takes them between 8 hours to 2 weeks to vet ads, which will slow down. Yes, they work very fast. It will slow down that economy.
Hope people know what you are saying, Sha, because it still applies to brands like us.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's easier when it's just us.
All those brand press.
Yes, and we also do that. You know, we put full disclosure. So when you put brand press and you say, this is not written by a TechPoint journalist, that's your full disclosure. Yes. So if you're going to promote, last week, I saw an ad on Instagram. A Nigerian actor was promoting Uber Go. I was talking about how cheap it was. And I'm like, shall I tell your people that if you're not on the island, you will pay through your nose if you're going from the island to the mainland. It was not disclosed yet. Someone who has never seen Uber would get to, maybe you're on the mainland, you're now going to see Uber Go or Uber anything. You may not even remember it's Uber Go, but it's Uber. And then you go around, and when they now charge you 6,000 naira for your trip, you're not like, but this one told me it's 800 naira. What do you do? So full disclosure is the best way. I agree that you can't be vetting all the ads in Nigeria. Give us full disclosure so that I know what I'm getting myself into.
Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. So, okay, so guys, let us know what you think about this. Do you think it's possible for the governments to vet ads? So we just agree that yes, there should be full disclosures on all the ads you bring. If there's a caveat, please put that caveat. If you only get that bonus until you spend a certain amount of money, try as much as possible. I mean, we usually quote it under one statement, one blanket statement, terms and conditions apply and all of that.
What are the terms and conditions?
It has to be clear. It has to be clear.
Yeah. So now moving on, there's another head scratcher, which I'm very, 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 very conflicted about. Nigerian startup Clasher is a fintech startup, right?
E-commerce, fintech.
E-commerce.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, joy.
They just announced a new workplace policy. If I may fill us in, please.
Okay, the policy is a menstrual leave policy. Right, this is what it means. Like when a female employee, okay, it's only female, it's only women. Sorry, it's only women that have menstruation
at between periods.
Period. Yes. When if an employee is having their period, they are entitled to as much as 5 day leave from work to make them to get better or experience comfort while they are going through that phase of their life every month.
5 day leave is paid.
It's a paid leave.
So 60 months in a year.
No, no. You mean 60 working days.
60 working days.
But it depends too. Some people have their menstrual cycle for 7 days, some 3, some 4. So it depends.
Let's just say 5 days. When you calculate it with 5 days every month, 5 times 12.
60 days. That's 2 months free.
In addition to your
Yes.
In addition to your sick leave.
That's awesome.
Yes, sick leave and annual leave.
So that's 3 months
leave.
Gone.
In addition to public holidays.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At least three months gone.
But there are a lot of concerns around it, right? One of it is the fact that, it's not everybody that experiences, it's not every woman that experiences discomfort during their menstrual cycle, during their periods, right? Are you feeling uncomfortable with that word?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. It's not every woman that feels uncomfortable.
Why did you have to ask him? What's fine.
And then some women don't even have their periods, not because they have reached menopause, they just don't have it. And then some people have irregular periods, right? I'm trying to educate you guys.
And these are all sensitive issues.
Yes, they are very sensitive issues. But we've seen cases where this was done, right? Where this kind of policy was implemented in companies. There was a need for this employee's period cycle to be tracked, either with period trackers. But as it were, the employer is aware of every woman's period cycle.
Interesting.
And the thing here is that there's no violation there, as it were. The only time there's a violation is when it is done without their consent. If the company says, we are trying to implement this so that you can be able to experience comfort when you are having that time of the month, then it will convince people that you can disclose this type of information. But then, right, if it's in the HR procedure or handbook that if you do not disclose your period cycle, you will not have access to this kind of leave. Yeah. That is means your hands are tied in a way to have access to it. So there are a lot of gray areas around this. Some people lauded it. Some people are like, no. This is just maybe virtue signaling, or this is not necessary. It's going to be discriminatory against men. It's going to affect people that don't want people to know their period. Because personally, I don't want somebody at work to know my period cycle. Why? I wouldn't want that. So there are a lot of thin lines around it, and you should watch out for an article on Tech Point Africa delineating some of these concerns and possibly the opinion of the CEO, of Clasher CEO, that is Jessica. So, yeah.
All right. Comments?
None.
Let's move on.
I knew this was an uncomfortable conversation.
No, it's not uncomfortable.
It's
but
not. I just
like it's, yeah, not, guys, it's not a fair panel to discuss.
May they no go drag us for.
Yeah. So sorry, guys. We're going to work on improving the number of women on this podcast next year. So yeah. So we can have this left to me. This conversation should have been just me as host, then looking at the two women talking.
But yeah, then these conversations only come up like once in 2 years.
No, I think it will start coming up regularly with the whole diversity, inclusion.
But let's see how this one plays out. If people enjoy it, then I guess many other people will try to adopt it.
Yeah,
but don't also forget, this is a startup founded by a woman.
Yeah.
So it could easily, people may just give them some grace. It was founded by a guy.
Hey, don't worry.
Purely male leadership. I'm not sure how people take it, but
Just so you know, there are some things I have to say that I didn't say. Our timekeeper.
Okay.
Yeah, let's move on.
So, yeah, moving on. Layoffs and salary delays at Softcom Digital. Softcom Digital, you might not know Softcom itself, but you might know one of their products, AOU. Yeah, Softcom is that kind of company, digital technology company that builds software
different products.
So, but AOU has become one of their popular products. If you don't even know AOU, AOU is a financial services platform. They're just like your, should I say, mobile money service, like your Paga or Opi and all of that. So, but we're hearing that there are salary delays and they've laid off at least 10% of their workforce. Mm-hmm. So can you give us more details on that?
I think you've said it all.
Just context.
Okay, context is that December 2021, around November 2021, employees of AO or Softcom started experiencing some delays in their salaries. So they reportedly did not get their salaries. Some of them did not get their salaries until 25th of December, while some did not get it until much later. So that continued up into the new year when some of the salaries were paid, or most of it, and then sort of returned to normal. They were getting their salaries, but then we're now hearing that, one, there have been layoffs, and they've laid off, like you mentioned, 10% of their employees, which, well, different reports puts it at between 140 and 200. So, by the way, the story was broken by Olumiwa of Not a Deep Dive. So, yeah, that's basically who broke the story. But yeah, 10% of their staff laid off, delayed salaries, basically. And part of some of the things I mentioned is that employees did not really get a notice, like a formal notice. So a lot of them either got this via email. There was no like call by the CEO, or
just prep their mind ahead.
So basically, that's what happened: layoffs, salary delays, and also.
Okay, I've reached out to the CEO.
Yes, we reached out to the CEO, but we've not gotten a response yet. And so just stay in touch once we get something.
All right, so yeah, it's really sad to hear. I mean, Softcom fits the type of company I would expect to actually go through this period without having to lay off. Mm. So, but yeah,
just to point out, according to that newsletter too, it was just pointed out that some of the issues they were facing was that some of their clients were not paying, and they were also facing some investor issues and restructuring issues.
All right, so moving on to more sad stuff. There's Sand Bankman Fried.
Is he sad? Is that a sad story? Go on, please. Sorry.
So some I always call him Sand Bankman Fried.
Sand.
Sam.
Yes, Sand Bankman Fried. That's what I used to call him head. But yeah, just before this podcast, I had to memorize the actual
name should have been Fried. All the clue that investors needed that.
That's red flag.
So I guess you can say it's a sad story depending on where you are, the perspective you are looking at it from. If you were Sam Bankman Fried, or
if you were Sam,
it's a bad story. It's a sad story if you're on his own side, because he has been arrested. He was arrested on Monday, and he's facing criminal charges, which can land him. He might be spending about 115 years in jail.
What?
Well, come again?
He might be spending 115 years in jail.
It's a butcher in charge of the adjudication.
Did he kill somebody?
So if he's found guilty, he has 8 count charges, which includes conspiracy to commit fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. And the maximum sentence for each of these is 20 years. But obviously, I'm sure they won't give him the maximum sentence for each of those charges. And I'm sure he will also... It will be concurrent the way he will spend his time in jail. Yeah, but all the best to him. I'm sure he has really good lawyers. If you're looking at the story from the perspective of the users, which I'm sure they feel like they were defrauded. I know someone that lost a lot of money. Yeah.
Really? Sure, it's a scam, man.
Well, I'm sure they'll be happy that, you know, the person,
their money. The justice they need is their money.
They can't get
they're based on the liquidity, the bankruptcy. I think the CEO, the current CEO, that is trying to like get the ball rolling on, you know, people getting back there. I think there were some reports that people might actually be able to get some of their money back.
Some, not all. There's no justice in this.
Some of their money back.
Okay, it's fine. So for me, I was seeing it as a sad thing because of how it affects the entire crypto market.
Yeah.
I mean,
I actually like it.
Sadist.
I'm a sadist. So you know when he was going around getting all the press mention, like basically being treated like a regular human as opposed to someone who just possibly destroyed the lives of billions of people. People were trying to draw parallels to Theranos and saying that he's been treated like this because he's a man. That he's been caught, well, it's going to take a while before he's finally put behind bars. I am hoping that he actually gets to do time so that we can put this argument to rest that he was treated differently because he's a man. I know some people will have like different opinions, but finally that argument can die a natural death. That's why I'm really happy. So.
Okay,
good luck to him.
Good luck to everybody involved, and good luck to all the people in the crypto market this period. I've liquidated everything. It's remaining to.
Yeah, I actually just bought in, and I'm doing
it's
well.
Bad. It's you bad can. PR. It's bad PR.
This is a good time for you.
It's not. Don't worry.
No, it's people like him who advance civilization according to what they tell us. They are eternal optimists.
I'm
they
doing always really well.
That things will get better. So. Well.
All right. Okay. So thanks for advancing civilization with us this year. It's been a blast. It's been an awesome, wonderful, and fantabulous year. We did like we did how many events did we do this year? We did Tech Point Build in January. We did
Tabs,
the Blockchain Summit, March or April.
April,
right? Yeah. Then we did the FinTech Summit by Tech Point Africa.
Last month.
And through this, we saw a lot of podcast guys during this event. We love you, we appreciate you, and I mentioned a surprise for you. If you can tell me the very first topic we discussed in January 2022, the very first topic we discussed this year in the podcast on the Tech Point Africa podcast. If you can tell us the topic, I have a surprise for you. So you can send your response to podcast@techpoint.africa. copy any Tech Point email you want to copy, but that's the email that you should send it to. And I think that's
it. Who is your favorite podcaster?
Why do you want to cause fights this early?
No, please go ahead.
Early December, yeah.
You'd like to know that too.
But I mean, come on.
What does that mean?
You'll be surprised.
Should we take 1 minute to do manifesto?
Summer will just break it.
Summer will be fine. This is the last episode. You are free to do anything you like.
Oh, okay. No worries.
When we will be back?
I'm not free to do anything. I cannot sleep.
Okay,
when we'll be back?
Yeah, so we'll be back on January 4th. No, January 5th. Yes, we'll be back on January 5th. Yes. So, see you guys till then. Of course, this is just Tech Point journalists going on break. So, you won't see us together like this again till next year. But you will still be seeing videos on the Tech Point YouTube channel, on our social media, and of course, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, everywhere. You'll still be seeing videos of our interviews with expats. We're seeing holiday themed stories. You're going to be seeing predictions for the new year. Sometimes it will not just be me. Sometimes it'll be any of these guys and their experts coming to talk about really, really interesting things. And yes, also if you are watching us or you are listening to us and you feel like, oh, this podcast could be better in this direction, please send your suggestions to Tech Point in my podcast at techpoint.africa. And yes, I think that's a wrap for the year. Did I miss anything?
No.
Watch out for the TFS videos on YouTube, and we'll be blasting them to your emails soon if you attended the TFS. Pitch Friday. We did the last version of Pitch Friday. Pitch Friday is going to be coming back with a bang next year. So just
watch out.
Just watch out for that. So, if you're watching us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, anywhere you're watching this, know we love you and appreciate you. Then Bolu, let's get the final take for our audio lovers.
All right. If you're watching us on
I'm
sorry. It has been a while since I've done this. All right, yeah, you can always find us on any podcast platform, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Hiat Radio, or anywhere else you get your podcast.
Didn't add the usual fizzy that I was expecting. Did he?
No, I didn't.
He has lost touch and I am glad.
Me too.
Bye bye, people. See you.
No, you guys. Kisses.
Bye bye.
See you.